In this week's episode, we talk about goals, how to choose them, how to follow through on them, and what to do at the end of the year when you're looking back. And we're joined by a special guest. Welcome to You're the Marketing Department, the show for you, the CEOs, VPs, or solo marketers inside a growing organization. Whether it's your main task or just one hat you wear, we're here to provide tips, resources, and encouragement as you perform the impossible of leading an organization as a one-man or woman marketing department. And as always, be sure to check out our website, newnorth.com/podcast, for information about today's show and resources into marketing. My name's John. I'll be the host of the show today, and I'm joined by Tobin. How's it going, Tobin?
Good, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Looks like you brought somebody.
Yeah, I got a little special guest here today, the show. My son Reese is here on the show. Say hi, Ree.
Hi.
Cool. So today's topic, we're going to talk about some goal setting. So just to show that I think everyone should have some goals in their lives. Reese, what are some of your goals for 2017?
Well, I have played sports, but I would like to earn a trophy for sports.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
And I want to start shooting bow in the woods. And I'm looking forward to watching the new Ninjago movie that's coming out this year.
That's what I'm talking about. Those are all three really good goals. And so you're thinking about those. You got a lot going on next year to do those kind of things. Is there anything that you're thinking about right now that you did this past year that you're really thankful for that you did or grateful that you did this past year?
I like that I played soccer. I like that sport, and I'm hoping I can do it again this year.
Awesome.
Only time will tell.
Yeah. That's great. That's really good stuff. John, have you been thinking about the goals for your 2017?
Well, Tobin and Reese, I have been thinking about them. It's the time of year when you start to put things together for the next year.
Sure, sure.
I do have some goals. I don't have all my goals. I also don't necessarily want to say those goals at this time, so I'll leave you.
Sure.
I'll leave it shrouded in mystery. Yeah, good.
Well, let's get into talking a little bit about goal setting and just some things for our audience here.
Right. So I think that everybody, you know, understands that they should be setting goals. I think everybody feels like they should have things they're shooting to accomplish. And I think everybody also understands that goals allow you to measure your success. You know what I mean? Without a goal in mind, how can you measure what you've done or what you haven't done?
Right.
So I think we all have that basis. So to me, the question with goals doesn't become, should I have goals? I think it is more, what goals should I have and how do I set the right goals out of the sea of things that I could accomplish? How do I hone in and focus in on the things that are actually the most important?
Right. And that's good. Yeah. I think the adage is if you aim for nothing, you hit it every time. Right. So that's that's good.
100% on that.
Yeah, that's good. So I think you're right. Let's peel back maybe the first layer and go right at the second layer, which is the forming of goals. You know, what do you do to form good goals? Because I think people get the idea, I mean, just thinking about all the failed New Year's resolutions and goals to change, and they don't go through because there's problems with the setting of the goals and then, you know, problems with actually attaining the goals and just the goal life cycle, if you will, which we can talk about with recapping and coming back and having a goal cycle where you complete a goal and start a new goal and things
and
like that.
I think often in the cycle, you just get to the set a goal part. You don't get any farther in the cycle.
Yeah, because the reaching a goal part is actually the hard part.
Right.
So let's talk about forming goals. There's two frameworks that I've used to successfully navigate goals now for the past few years, and that is a little bit of Zig Ziglar's Wheel of Life and SMART goals. And so talk briefly about these two things. Zig Ziglar, great motivational speaker. He broke life into seven areas, and you call the Wheel of Life. Just go ahead and Google it. You can see.
It's not the Circle of Life. It's not the Lion King.
Yeah, not the same. Not the same.
It's close.
Yeah, super close, actually. But the Wheel of Life talks about different areas such as health, family, work, spiritual, finance, things like that. And so I will typically look at those seven areas as areas where I want to achieve goals. And so there's some assessments you can do on there to kind of see how you're balanced. And the idea of the Wheel of Life is that every area should be balanced, just like a wheel. And so if one area of your life is really unbalanced, if your health is really poor, your finance is really poor, life is going to be a bumpy road. That's the idea. But well, the wheel will be bumpy.
It's a good metaphor.
So balancing that out is good. So doing a quick assessment in your life where you feel about certain areas of there will help you. And then you can set goals to those areas of life. And so that helps you create kind of a bigger picture of where you're going. You may have a very work-focused goal set or a very personal health-focused goal set, mm-hmm. realizing that all of these pieces need to kind of come together to make life go well.
So how do you then choose which areas of that wheel to focus on, I guess?
Sure. There's some assessments you can do out there to help you kind of score that. And just your own personal feeling. Like, do you feel like you're a 10 on a health or you feel like you're a 2 on a health?
That's a personal question.
To be honest. Yeah. Don't want to get too personal. But all of those will help you. And so you draw the wheel out to help you kind of understand. So as you look at that, you have your results from the Wheel of Life. You can then look at the goals that you want to do for the Wheel of Life.
Okay.
And so that is then you get into goal formation and SMART goals. Now, SMART goals, which is S-M-A-R-T, is not so much like just the SMART goal, but it's a acronym for process for creating goals. I'd go ahead and Google it, but the idea between the SMART goal is that you have something that's specific, something that's measurable, something that's attainable, something that's realistic, and something that's trackable. That's where the SMART comes from, right?
Acronyms.
It's amazing. It's amazing that it worked out to be SMART, too. But that helps you understand how to create a goal. We've always heard people who say, well, I want to lose some weight. Well, the problem with that goal is that, one, it's not very specific, right? How much weight do you want to lose? Also, it's not really measurable. I mean, if you don't know how much, you don't really know how to measure yourself. If you lose a pound, you're going to be happy. You need to be 10 pounds, 15 pounds, that's part of it. Also, the attainable and the realistic, is it really part of that? So if you said you want to lose 50 pounds, yeah, it may not be realistic if you have never lost any weight before. So
right. Keep
it realistic. And also trackable. Again, if you don't have a number, you can't measure it. And so that's one quick metaphor for how you could look at every area of your life in terms of goals and creating those. So if it's something like, I want to get a raise, well, what kind of raise are you looking for? What kind of steps will go into that process of getting that raise? So looking at your goals and how they can be smarter and really specific, measurable, attainable, and trackable helps you create a better goal process. Right? Because you just want to go out there and create some goals. Mm-hmm. But really, if you need to think through what it's going to take to get there, and then as you create those goals, so say you have a goal, oh, I want to climb the highest mountain in the East Coast or something like that.
You know what that is?
I don't.
Well, that's, I mean,
yeah, that's not my
goal.
It's getting
more specific.
It's not my goal. It gets more specific, yeah. But also, you need to understand what needs to happen inside of that. So a lot of times, people create goals, but then they stop there.
Right.
And they don't take the process of breaking down those goals into steps.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you took a goal like climbing this mountain, well, what would be the first 4 steps you need to do? What are some of the steps in between that needs to happen? And even if you realize you're going to do that kind of task, that's a 6-month, probably more long task. I mean, you can't just go out tomorrow and start climbing huge mountains. You need to figure out what your steps are. You need to practice, train, equipment, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think taking a goal and breaking it down into steps is also helpful too. So once you have a really good SMART goal, then you can back that down into the steps saying, well, if I'm going to lose 50 pounds or I'm going to climb this mountain, I should be able to do a 2-day through hike on a flat trail with no problem. And that may be part of that goal. I think people put the goal out there and they just try to like bang it out when really the big goals in life sometimes are not easy to achieve in one shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of what you were saying earlier about how, you know, people start out with these goals of maybe being a millionaire or something. But in order to actually reach a goal like that, you have to kind of be in the framework. You have to be doing the activities, thinking the same thoughts that will actually allow you to reach that goal.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. I think the challenge, and I think it's kind of our next segment here, is about reaching goals and actually the process. Once you have the goal set, you've gone through the process, you've formed the goal, now the work begins. I mean, putting a goal down on paper doesn't take a terrible amount of effort. Now the effort comes into reaching the goal. So there's kind of 4 things that I think are worth talking about in there. And the reality I found in my life is that goals require change, right?
Because
if your goal was to climb a mountain and you haven't done it yet, obviously you're not doing anything related to climbing that mountain because you would have just done it. You know, time equals progress. The more time you spend on something, mm-hmm. the more progress you're making towards it, right? You don't need someone to coach us more time on eating food. We eat it enough. So the first thing I have about attaining goals is schedule. People make a change or want to make a goal happen, yet devote little to no time to that goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first step. So if you're going to lose weight, you have to schedule time in your day, your life, for that goal. Same thing with the climbing the mountain, or if it was learning to ride a bike or riding a motorcycle or planning a trip to, you know, Cancun or whatever it might be. You need to set time aside to do that goal.
Right.
There's just no way around it. The goals don't happen unless time is given to that goal. If you want to have a better marriage, if you don't have any time set aside for a better marriage, you will not have a better marriage.
Yeah, it's interesting because people have these ideas that things will happen kind of without the actual practice of making them happen.
Right.
And I think some of that also comes back to the type of goals you set. It's
sure.
Something like, I want to have a good marriage is not really, like, there's not...
I wouldn't necessarily consider that a smart goal, but it's just an example of a goal.
Right.
But you need to have action to your goal.
Exactly.
Right. So that's kind of part of it. In that case, for, like, the marriage, maybe it'd be something where, you know, I want to date my wife weekly or something, right? So it's something you can
make. And then make you're carving out time for that.
Carving out time for that, right? Because you need to make that happen. So scheduling is a huge piece. Whatever your goal might be for this coming year, think about what kind of schedule changes you want to commit to make that happen. The more time you put in it, the better. I just heard a great story about someone who was working out 3 times a week, reluctantly, but you know, now they're really into it, and have huge progress. You know, so it's something where they dedicated the time, and now they're seeing huge results.
Yeah.
More than they would have if they just did once a week or something. So again, time does equal progress. Second thing I would say is lifestyle. I mean, I think that's a really tough thing to put words around, but really lifestyle could be eating choices, the friends you hang out with, the social scene, the kind of view on things.
Yeah, it's like the context kind of that you choose to place yourself in as you're pursuing something.
Right, right. I mean, they always say, show me your friends and I'll show you you, you know, kind of saying.
I always say, show me a mirror and I'll show you you.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Not quite as reflective though.
Or is it
super reflective? But I think that's the idea, though. I mean, if you want to, you know, if you wanted to be a millionaire, you'd probably want to start hanging out with millionaires,
right?
Right. Because there's more to mental thoughts, lifestyles, kind of things that go in there. And if you want to be a healthy eater, or you want to be better at marketing,
don't
or something,
hang out at McDonald's.
You need to hang out with other marketers. Yeah. Read certain pieces of material. Like, your lifestyle needs to change,
right,
to that degree. Yeah, stop hanging out at McDonald's. There's no goal that involves hanging out at McDonald's. Unless you're giving out food at McDonald's. Who knows? But third thing I would say is in this challenge, so you got the schedule changes, the lifestyle changes. I would say the hardest thing is the hard things, right? The hard things will come in these challenges. There will be setbacks. There will be those cold mornings. Like right now, I'm going through a challenge in my goals right now of it's dark, it's cold, we're getting into winter. And I am usually a morning workout person.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to leave the house at 6 a.m. when it's 30 degrees, pitch black, to go work out outside.
Oh, you're working out outside.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Wow.
So it's a hard thing. Yeah. That classifies as a hard thing. Hard thing may also be going to a class or going sitting through something or having those difficult conversations.
Right.
Whatever they may be. Kind of the things I've learned in this process for me, you know, and just other hard things we've gone through is, you know, one, admit to yourself that they're hard. They're going to be hard things that come through your goal. Even the goal I had 2 years ago about hunting, very discouraging first year of hunting, you know, but going back out, doing the hard things, it's hard to sit in the tree. It's hard to be discouraged after a while if you don't get what you're looking for. I mean, some goals just don't happen right away. But admitting they're hard, just knowing that they're going to be hard, taking it one day at a time, in those hard things, like knowing that today's victory is one more step towards the bigger goal, right? You have to keep that small focus, because if you look at the overwhelming mountain in front of you, you're gonna just crumble in those pieces. And also accountability is a huge thing when you get to those hard areas. So, you know, if focus is on diet or something like that, and you know you're gonna be at a donut convention for the next week for some reason, call a friend, right? You know, which may be the best trip you've ever taken, but it's still the same sense. Like, if you know that you're gonna have challenges along the way, accountability is a huge piece of that. So, you know, admit they're hard, find accountability, and, you know, take perspective one day at a time in those hard things. I mean, there's definitely gonna be hard things. If it's a goal worth achieving, it's going to require some pain.
It's gonna take courage and determination.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. So I think that'd be kind of the pep talk I'd have for someone in the middle of their goal reach. Because as you plan out a year-long goal, it could be a month-to-month goal, it could be something trying to attain.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know there's going to be those hard times. There's going to be times where you get off track. Like, if you have a goal, for example, going back to, like, dating your wife, if that's a goal you have, you may have a couple of weeks where you don't do that. It's like, well, then let's get back on. It's a hard time. Let's get back on it. Let's get determined. Let's get accountability to it. If you feel like that's something you need, some things you just need accountability to, like working out. This is something that I know I need accountability for.
And that comes back to the context thing, putting yourself in a context to succeed, surrounding yourself with people who will be spurring you on.
Exactly, for sure. And that's the other social aspect. And even like finances. I mean, having accountability to your finances. Tons of people are in debt in finances. Mm-hmm. And I probably would say a large percent of those are probably people who are in isolation about their finances. There's no one there to help them look at their finances. And our culture doesn't really support the idea of bringing your bank statement to the Thanksgiving dinner table, right? We just don't have that kind of culture. But I think certain people do. I mean, certain cultures do, I think.
Yeah, there's,
And so I think when you have that accountability, someone to look into it, whether it's a sibling or a trusted wealth advisor or someone to bring in that accountability. And that's the why I think like a Dave Ramsey is so popular, is because he actually comes alongside of you as like an accountability to your finances, gives you a plan, and is successful because it was probably the first person who's ever sat down with some of these people and helped them. I mean, he's helped tons of people through debt. So I think it's a great thing. But a lot of those same ideas, accountability, scheduling, you know, doing the right things he wants you to do, and having those systems. But you know, as you were saying in the beginning of this segment, I think doing a lot of these things sets you up for the success you want to have.
Yeah.
Right? Like realizing the goal you're going to want is going to involve change through your life. Time equals progress, and you have to set yourself up for that time to do right. I think, you know, which is kind of, it doesn't sound that profound, but if you wanted to do something like, you know, be a millionaire, you want to start doing the things that millionaires do to get there.
Right.
That makes sense. So it's, or it seemed like if you wanted to lose 20 pounds, you start doing those things that people who are 20 pounds lighter than you do, you'll find out that you're there. I mean, it's the backwards kind of way of thinking, but the reality is some things you can do with a goal and find out that you didn't even really have that goal, but you achieved it because simply that's just how people are.
And I think of my friend who was into CrossFit as a way to get into shape. And, you know, I'd started dieting, doing a paleo type of diet. And then one week he had a friend drop out of a marathon and ask him if he wanted to do it. And he thought, well, you know, I've made these other changes in my life. I didn't have the goal of running the marathon, but I think I can do it just because of the behaviors I've been enacting in my life. And with 2 days' notice, he ran a marathon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's already on that path of that success, just part of that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really the challenge. Most people have no problem setting a goal. You know, they can do that pretty well, maybe get smarter and better. And then this challenge of getting it through, there's a long, hard roll there. And so, you know, these pieces can really help someone, the schedule, the lifestyle, the accountability, knowing there's going to be hard times and really getting yourself into those modes. If you want to be a better marketer, simply or maybe smarter, maybe they read a book a week. Maybe you're not a reader, but maybe you want to say, I want to read a book a month to start and get that accountability and start reading that. Mm-hmm. You'll find out in that process of reading books, you may also find out it supports some of your other goals as well, or creates different lifestyle changes in you and really, really grows you in that way. But I think through all of this, now that I'm in my fifth or sixth year of doing kind of annual goals personally, one of my favorite parts of this time of year is the recap, is recapping our goals and looking at what I've achieved. So I'll be sitting down the next few weeks and looking through. I mean, I look through my goals frequently, monthly, usually kind of seeing where I track on those and what I need to be pushing on. But I'll be sitting down and looking through those goals.
How do you approach that? How do you balance like maybe the successes with the failures and the gratitude with maybe?
I think it's mostly gratitude. Honestly, I think that you need to look at your failures and your successes in the same sense, because typically a failure towards a goal is falling forward.
Interesting.
Right. So I think if it's something where, you know, it's really detrimental, that's one thing. But if it's a growth goal, like if, you know, if you wanted to bench 200 pounds, but you ended up only benching 180, but you before only benched 90, it's still a falling forward, right? You didn't hit your goal, but you're still falling forward, and you can move it forward. So I always approach this whole section with gratitude of what's happened, what's not there. Now, if I missed a goal, I'll follow a basic idea of, do I want to carry this goal forward?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to try it again in this next year? Do I want to adjust the goal? Do I want to drop the goal?
Right.
Or kind of move on from, maybe the goal's irrelevant. Maybe that's why it didn't work out. Maybe I had a goal to go to Florida or something and realize that I just don't like Florida.
You made a mistake in January.
Yeah, made a mistake in January, usually. So there's always that room for that. But I think the biggest thing is understanding the progress that you've made, continuing to go forward, finding out where you've gone. And, you know, that process happens a lot. I mean, said monthly, I'm looking at my goals. So if I look at a month and realize I'm behind on this goal, that's when I'm kind of giving myself the pep talk of getting back on the goal. But by the end of the year, like this time, when I'm looking at starting a whole new batch of goals, that's when it's kind of the cut it scenario. Be grateful, cut it, lease it. But, you know, as the year goes on, that's when I'm kind of being more like, okay, let's get on this goal. I want to really focus on this goal a little bit harder on myself, or trying to find accountability where it might be during the process. Mm-hmm. But in this kind of closing out of the year, this is where it's typically all finish line, whether it's, you know, gratitude, like, yeah, we completed the goal, or yeah, we got 90% on this goal, this is great, or what it might be. But I think having a real heart of gratitude, understanding you've created a goal list for a year and finished 80% of those, that's 80% of the goals that you had not created the year before, mm-hmm. as you've now created, it's changed your life probably dramatically as you look through that list. I mean, every time I look through that list, I realize, wow, certain things I did here that I may have not done had I not made them goals. They obviously were important to me as I looked at my life, you know, 12 months ago. And I've grown in those areas.
It's exciting.
It's only good, I think, in that case. I don't think there's anything you can do in that process to do that. And I think as a growing individual, I think you tweak the goal process. And so I was telling you the other day, like, you know, my goal process going from, you know, using Zig Ziglar's Wheel of Life in all seven areas, this past year I only focused on four of those areas. Right. I left some off the table. This coming year, I probably put them back on because I've changed some focus.
You don't want a crooked wheel, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want a crooked wheel, but I felt like some of those areas were okay where they were.
Right.
And the other ones were bumpier, yeah, and so I need to be pushed out. So each year, looking at that as a chance to grow. And you get better and better at this process. I said 3 years ago, I had 87 goals. Yeah, it's a ton of goals. And in 2015, I had even more and I realized it was just overkill. And then this year, I've narrowed down to like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you kind of learn through the process of what works well for you and how you can go about it. So that's it. I would say recapping on the positive, looking back, and, you know, think of it all as progress as you kind of plan forward. So, John, after all this now, what's your thoughts going into goal planning season?
I've got two words for you, Tobin.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
It means set goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. But I think that setting goals actually does allow you to have a Hakuna Matata attitude, because if you are setting goals, it means that you don't have to worry about all the other things that aren't as important, all the distractions that kind of creep in and add stress to your life. You know that you're working towards the things that matter most, and so you don't have to worry about some of the things that might stress you out otherwise. So yeah, I think that's a good point.
Yeah, good, good.
So that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. As always, be sure to subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. And be sure to check out the show notes for this week on the website, north.com/podcast. And also check out our LinkedIn group, You're the Marketing Department Podcast, and send us questions to podcast@newnorth.com.
Thanks for being here, Reese.
You're welcome. I was really happy being here.
Thanks, Reese.
Good.
All right, everybody.